I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. If you guys cannot tell from my voice, I am just much better than last week. I just want to thank you guys so much, man, for just all of your kind words, all of your condolences, and understanding that your girl needed a break. A lot of people were posting just how much, especially new listeners. So shout out to all of the new listeners who never even heard the episode from 2019 that I reposted. Thank you guys for being a part of this community. And a lot of you guys were saying that you did remember that message and it was just needed for you. So I'm glad that it can encourage you the way that it encouraged me. And I told y'all, I'm a thug. If I take my seconds, and then I bounce right back, okay? And so I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for being so understanding and so supportive. You know, a lot of times when you have built brands of this magnitude or of any magnitude, like people just don't respect you or don't respect that you're human. Sometimes it's just they're like, no, I need this from you, so you need to give it to me. I don't care what's going on. But I'm telling you, man, the Blessed and Bossed Up community is the absolute best. Y'all are, if I could just give y'all a hug, well, that's not what we're doing right now in the world, but if I could give you guys a virtual hug, I just want to extend my arms and give you a virtual hug and to say thank you for just the way that you guys were just sending me all the well wishes and things of that nature. I appreciate y'all. Now, today's episode is all about fixing your thoughts and actions during this time. So I usually do not comment on world events, because, and the reason I don't do that is, one, this isn't a current event show and God's word is timeless. So I like to focus on the message He wants me to relay at that time, as opposed to allowing the world or what's going on in the world to dictate the messages that I give. But with what's going on right now in the world with the coronavirus, it's been really interesting to me because I told you guys that I've been reading this book called The Seven Mountains of Influence. And a quick little plug, something I'm really excited about is I got approved to be an Amazon influencer. So your girl feeling real important right now. And so what that means is you guys can now go to my Amazon link. The link will be in the show notes. And so all of these books that I mouth off and things like that, a lot of you guys ask me like what Bible I use and stuff like that. As I'm mouthing off these different books and talking about them, you can go to my Amazon store and find exactly what I'm talking about. Right now it's categorized by faith and business. There will be overlap. So there'll be business books that are still faith-based, but anything that is applying directly to businesses in that category, I have like podcast mics and everything on there that I use in business. And then everything faith-based. I have the Bible I use in there, devotionals that I've done and all of these things, Bible studies I've done are all in there. So click the link in the show notes. I'm going to leave it in the show notes for all the episodes and I'll just continue to update it over time. Now, y'all know, again, y'all know I was reading, I've been reading the book, The Seven Mountains of Influence. It's a part of my whole read a book a month for 2020. And so the mountain that I'm called to is the mountain of media. And as I've been studying this mountain prior to this coronavirus outbreak, I've been learning about the demonic spirits that are at play in this on this mountain. I've been learning about the devil's strategy for this mountain. I've been learning about God's plan for the mountain of media. And so as this outbreak is coming, it's like I'm able to see in real time what I've been studying about the mountain of media with this book. So paying attention, I've been paying attention to how the media reports things. I've been paying attention to how people are responding on social media. And it's really been interesting to me because now it's an opportunity for me to really do my part. Because one thing I love about the book as well is it gives you a prayer and an action strategy for this particular mountain. And so I've really been praying heavily for the minority reporters, the people who are reporting truth, the people who are reporting hope, the people who are pushing God's agenda that's being drowned out in the mass hysteria and the fear and the panic. I've really been praying for those people. I've been praying for those who are pushing the mass hysteria, that they will have an encounter with God, that their perspectives will shift and that Holy Spirit will really have his way on those major platforms. And then I've been doing my part to see, okay, now as far as how I'm participating in this mountain, what can I do? And so with this episode, we're talking about fixing your thoughts and your action. And that really comes from Philippians 4:8, which says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." And actually, let's jump back up to verse 6, because this is one of my favorite scriptures in general. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, prayer by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And then that goes into verse 8, which says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be in you." And so as I was studying the mountain of media, this scripture, verse 8 specifically, is what was really present and what our job is as people who are called to this mountain to do, is to provide hope. It's not that we won't report on negative things or disasters or whatever that may be happening in the earth, but it's our job to meditate on whatever is pure, noble, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy. It's about being a person of praise and not a person of panic, because God is still God. He still is a waymaker, a miracle worker, promise keeper, a healer, a provider. He is all of these things. There are still promises in Deuteronomy 28 for those who are obedient. There are still promises and protection in Psalms 91 for those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High. And so going back to today's episode about fixing our thoughts and our actions, that's what we're going to do. We're going to fix our thoughts and our actions on this episode to get us back to Philippians 4:8. This is what we're going to be talking about. We're not going to be talking about panic. We're not going to be promoting darkness. We're not going to be participating in any way in the enemy's agenda. On today's episode, I'm going to go over some things that we can do during this time that's going to allow us to focus on what God says that we should focus on, or fix our thoughts on the things that he says that we should fix our thoughts on. And I really, really urge you guys to study. Like we had an episode on this, so I'm not going to go too deep, but I really want you guys to seek God on behalf of what your mountain of influence is, because I'm just personally so grateful for him showing me that. And he showed it to me a while ago, but I'm grateful now to have been able to study it and continue to study it and utilize the resources that I have so that I'm able to advance the kingdom responsibly, so that I'm able to handle my platforms responsibly. So please learn what mountain of influence you're called to and study it so that you can do the same thing in your life and your business business and your school and your company or whatever that God has called you to. Now, before we get into the episode, though, I have some really exciting church announcements. Can y'all just join me in being just grateful for my change of mood? Like, if I listen to last week's episode, my little intro I did to introduce the new one, like I just feel so much different right now than I did then. So that's just all God. And I thank y'all for y'all prayers again. But anyway, the church announcements today. A lot of you guys are familiar with Anchor Media and Find Your Voice Academy because I always talk about it on the show. For y'all that don't know, Anchor Media is my business, right? The Blessed and Bossed Up is a client of Anchor Media. This is a podcast. Yes, it's a huge brand. It has a life of its own, but this isn't the business. Anchor Media is the business and Blessed and Bossed Up is a client of Anchor Media. And what we do is we create podcasts that make impact and income. Now with Find Your Voice Academy, it's our program for new and aspiring podcasters who are regular people just like I was 3 years ago. They don't have the large following. You aren't a celebrity, but you have something to say. And you want to build a platform that impacts the masses as well as that makes you money. And so that's who we work with in the Find Your Voice Academy program and retreat. And so we have an open house coming up. We've done 2 retreats so far. We have another one coming up soon. They sell out every single time. And the results that have come from those retreats are crazy. If you go to anchormedia.com, you can just click on our success stories to see all of those. But we have an open house coming up. A lot of people message me asking me, how do I work with Anchor Media? You have a ton of podcasting questions and all of those things. The first step to working with us in this capacity is to attend the open house. The retreats, the programs that we have for Find Your Voice Academy is invitation only. So in order for you to get further information or for you to even get into the pipeline to get invited to the things that we're doing, you have to attend the open house. The open house is going down April 2nd at 7 p.m. It's virtual. So as y'all quarantine, join the open house. It's virtual. You can register at anchormedia.com and I'll put the link in the show notes as well. Again, it's free. Of course, it's just an open house to get more information about who we are, what we do, and what the next steps are to working with us. This episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast is brought to you by Fiverr. Let's talk about finding freelance talent for your business or project, because finding the right freelancer can be time consuming, it can be expensive, and it can be frustrating because you want people that are going to do the job well and do the job quickly. And sometimes you really don't even know where to start as it relates to finding that talent in the first place. And then along with that, it's like, how much is it going to cost? How can I be certain that they're going to give me what I'm looking for? There's just so many things that are up in the air. But thanks to Fiverr, finding the right freelancer doesn't really have to be a struggle. I personally have been using Fiverr for years. I've been an entrepreneur since 2015, and I've been using Fiverr since 2015. I've used them for graphic design. I've used them to do products for me. I've used them to transcribe podcast episodes. I've used them to do podcast icons for this show as well as other shows that I've developed or work with. Fiverr is like my go-to for so much. Like, they are just amazing. And I've been just a consistent customer for the last 5 years. And I'm just honored now that they're actually a sponsor of the show. Fiverr's marketplace helps you get more done with less. Fiverr connects businesses with freelancers who offers hundreds of digital services, including graphic design, copywriting, web programming, film editing, and more. Fiverr has quality talent that you can count on. Sellers have worked with some of the most influential brands in the world. Now, we're not one of the most influential brands in the world, but let me tell you something. Fiverr is my go-to whenever I need a freelancer to get something done. Take 5 and check out Fiverr.com and you will receive 10% off your first order by using my code BLESSED. It's so easy. Don't waste any more time and get the service that you deserve by going to Fiverr, Fiverr.com, code BLESSED. Fiverr, it starts here. Let's get back to the show. Now, in addition to that, we got something else coming up that I'm really, really excited about. As you guys know, The Society is a membership program that's hosted by myself and Kavaya of the She Who Was Called Mobile app. She's been on the show before. Kavaya is just an outstanding woman of God. And she and I do the Society together. And so we are doing, if you guys were a part of the fast that we did back in November, and if you guys are members of the Society now, y'all know the Society is lit. Okay, we really take care of a lot of spiritual things, and not just spiritual things, but business things. And coming up, we have a business boot camp. Now, let me tell y'all why I'm so pressed about this business boot camp. First of all, it's free. Second of all, I've been able to reach out to a lot of my friends, a lot of the people who you guys have heard on this show, and they are offering their expertise to those who are participating in this boot camp. The boot camp is 2 weeks long. It's from April 1st to April 15th. So it's taking place over the free trial period of the Society. Now, if you continue on to the Society, then of course it's a paid membership, but we're doing this free boot camp because we wanted to offer people just real life workshops, real life experts, real life guidance on how to make God the CEO of your business and build these businesses to be successful with God leading you. So a couple of people that's going to be joining us. You guys are familiar with Kristen Hopkins. Kristen was on the Dangers of the Mind episode, which was honestly like one of the top listened to episodes of 2019. And so Kristen is going to be doing a workshop for the bootcamp all about the dangers of the mind. We have Raven Jones, who is, of course, just at this point, Raven is just one of those people you're going to hear once a year on this podcast. Like, she just be here, okay? And so Raven is going to be doing a class on how to build your active and passive revenue stream. So her session, if you listen to the Supernaturally Paid episode, think of that as like a teaser to what's going to be discussed in her workshop. We have my baby Zaddy and my husband BJ, who will be talking about accounting, for your personal life as well as business. If you guys didn't know, my husband is a CPA, a certified public accountant, and his expertise is really in financial management. He does taxes, but accounting is way more than taxes. It's about how to be financially responsible. So he handles all of the finances for Anchor Media. I make the money. He makes sure I keep the money and that the money multiplies. And so thanks to him, financially, the company is just doing so, so, so well. So he's going to come in and talk to you guys about finances, not just for business, but for your personal life as well. Of course, we're going to be talking about faith topics. So we're talking about how to master a personal relationship with God, how to trust God. There's just so much, y'all. There's literally so much that we're going to be covering. Every single day is a new expert. So we have 14 experts. These people are worth millions. These people, you will never get them online for free. Seriously. So I'm just really excited about all of the experts that we have. If you go to blessedandbossedup.com/community, you can see like the full list of all the sessions that we're going to have and all the details about other things we're going to be doing. So like we kick off the boot camp with a fast because we are setting the tone through prayer and fasting about the supernatural things we want to happen in our business. And then we're going to have a fast on the last day of the boot camp because it's not just about the information, right? We're in an information age. We're constantly getting information, but we're going to pray, fast, and seek God on how to supernaturally apply that information and to see supernatural results in our lives and in our businesses with everything we're going to be covering. So if you go to blessedandbossedup.com/community, you can pre-register. And then understand, though, that when you sign up on this site, this is just pre-registration. We send out the official link on March 30th for you to start your trial, for you to get used to the technology, and for you to learn a little bit more about the Society before we start the boot camp. So blessedandbossedup.com/community, the link for that is in the show notes as well. So this is a day you got to pay attention to these show notes because there's tons of stuff in there. All right, now that the church announcements are over, let's get into today's episode. Remember, we are talking about fixing your mind. Philippians 4:8 is our anchor scripture for today. And again, we're talking about fixing your thoughts, on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. We're thinking about things that are excellent and worthy of praise during this time where fear and panic has really struck in our nation. And so that is not God's portion for us. If you're feeling the panic, if you're feeling fear, that's not saying that you are, that's not to say that if you aren't fearful or panicking that you're not being responsible. Those things don't go together. You can exercise wisdom during this time, right? You can do the social distancing and washing your hands. All of these things are exercising wisdom, but that doesn't mean that fear and panic have to be present, right? So my husband is teleworking right now. I've been working from home. I haven't been going to the office like that. So I've been primarily at home and we just been having a good old time. We're not worried about anything. We're not stressed about anything going on right now. We trust God, but we're also being responsible. And so I want you guys to do the same thing. And if you are experiencing that panic and that fear, then that's a sign that somewhere there's a trust breach with you and God. So really use this time at home or wherever you may be to really seek him on behalf of that and figure out what the root of that is, because things are going to happen. Like, this isn't going to be the last thing that is to invoke fear that happens in the world or in your life. And so you have to nip these things or dig this stuff up at the root, get rid of this stronghold at the root so it doesn't continue to have a hold on you. This episode is brought to you by Native. Did you know that many conventional deodorants contain aluminum, which forms a plug in your sweat glands to keep you from sweating? Yikes. Native deodorant is made without aluminum, so you could feel better about what you're actually putting into your body. Native deodorant is formulated without aluminum, parabens, or any of those other toxic chemicals. It's also vegan and never tested on animals. Native deodorant is made with ingredients that you've heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. Y'all know us Black girls, we love us some coconut oil and shea butter, okay? You wear deodorant every day, so you should be able to understand what is actually listed on the ingredients list. I mean, right now more than ever, it's so important what we're putting into our body. So making the switch to aluminum-free deodorant doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice on performance. Native will have you smelling and feeling fresh all day long. If you guys have been listening to the show for a while, you know, I've been rocking with Native since the summertime. I was on tour with Native speaking for 45 minutes in front of the room, doing 4-hour events, hugging people, smiling, taking pictures and all of those things. And Native hung with me throughout the whole tour, throughout the whole summer, where performance is just extremely, extremely important because y'all was not going to be talking about me and being smelly. But Native really was able to hang with everything that I had going on. And even still, I use Native to this day and it hasn't failed me yet. And I just feel comfortable knowing that what I'm putting on my body is something that isn't going to harm me in the future. For 20% off your purchase, visit nativedeodorants.com and use promo code BLESSED during checkout. Now, for 20% off, like, come on, y'all, 20% off is really good. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code BLESSED. That's nativedeodorant.com. Promo code BLESSED during checkout for 20% off your first purchase. Let's get back to the show. We're going to be talking about fixing our thoughts and actions on the things of God. And so I have four things actually that I want you guys to do during this time that's going to practically allow you to do that. So the first thing I want you guys to do during the next few weeks or however long this stuff is going on to really fix your thoughts and mind on what's good is to get off social media. Yeah, I said it. Get off of social media. Remember I talked about a few episodes ago how God checked me with Jeremiah 15:19? And it's a pretty long little verse, but at the end it says, you must influence them. Do not let them influence you. And so God really highlighted this for me to show me the importance of how social media is supposed to be a participant in my life, right? That I'm supposed to be there as the influencer and not someone who is getting influenced. And the way that you do that, because if you're just scrolling, whether you claim that you're the influencer or not, you're going to be influenced in some way. Now, I want you to be clear that being an influencer has nothing to do with how many followers you have, or if you have a brand, or if you have a platform. If you are somebody that is called by God, which is all of us, because I told you guys there are powerhouses who are called to this show, no matter how many followers you have or where your brand is, you are to be a person of influence. I mean, at the bare minimum, the fact that you are a And matter of fact, let me not say at the bare minimum because I don't want to downplay it. But as believers, we're supposed to be the salt and the light of the earth. That's of influence. That's a person of influence. If you're able to be the salt and the light, you are a person of influence. And so during this time, it's time to be people of influence and not allowing the world to influence how we feel or what we're talking about. Like it's interesting. And I told you, I've been paying attention to this from a different lens, because I'm studying this book and I'm studying media, and social media is a part of it. And I'm looking around like it's just so much groupthink. It's so much groupthink on the internet. And it's so easy to get so caught up in what the world is saying and what the news is saying and what the magazines are saying. There's a reason why there are six media conglomerates that control 90% of everything that we see or hear. Like, that's a real thing. General, GE, News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, and CBS are the six media conglomerates that control 90% of what we see or hear. So when God is telling you to influence them and or be the person of influence and don't let them influence you, he understands that the enemy is using these six media conglomerates as puppet strings. Everything, again, 90% of what you see in here falls under these six entities. That is no mistake, right? We know that the enemy will, y'all may not know, but I'm really on this right now because this is what I'm studying, that the enemy is at the top of this mountain. And so as people who are called to be the salt and the life of the earth, we have to operate with a level of wisdom and understanding. The Bible says that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And so this isn't a time for us to just go into our consumer behavior. This is a time for us to really seek God on behalf of what we're supposed to be doing right now. And so the first step, again, to fixing your mind or fixing your thoughts on what is good is getting off of social media, because it's going to influence what it is that you do. And as business owners, you should be on there as a content curator, not a content consumer. So you actually shouldn't even be scrolling. You should be on the back end creating content while everybody's on the internet, while everybody's attention is on their devices because they're at home, their schedules are changed up. Everybody wants to know what's happening next with this. Everybody's on their devices. So now it's time to stop being consumer minded and be curator minded, be entrepreneur minded, and start creating content that's going to benefit whatever it is that you're doing right now, whatever it is that you're called to do in this season, whatever your business is right now. Now it's time to get on your curator hat as opposed to your consumer hat. And you don't have to be on social media to be a curator. There are tons of services that allow you to plan content. You do Planoly, Latergram, Buffer, Hootsuite. There are so many. You can literally Google content scheduling software and tons of them will come up. So now, again, get off social media. And instead of just being a consumer that's buying into any type of hype or hysteria or whatever agenda that the media is pushing right now, And instead, take a step back and look at, now, how can I take advantage of the eyes? How can I take advantage of the attention of people and convert that attention into my business somehow? That's something to get excited about. That's something to get praiseworthy. That's something that's praiseworthy. That's something that you could seek God on right now to say, okay, God, what type of content do you need me to create right now? Like, how can I get creative and promote my business during this time? What messages do you want me to put out that's impactful and that's going to convert well? This is something to have fun with right now, right? And not to be all just up in arms about what's going on in the world. So while you're practicing wisdom, because again, I'm not trying to take away from being smart right now and, you know, practicing social distancing, washing your hands, all of that. This ain't what this is about. This is about while you're doing that, making sure that you're focusing your thoughts and your actions on things that are good, because that's what the Bible tells us to do. Now, after you get off social media as a consumer, after you just go ahead and just delete the app and download a scheduling app instead. So now that you're off social media, you're taking yourself away from being influenced by the enemy's agenda. Now I want you to create a schedule that fits what you're striving for. And this is very exciting because a lot of you guys are in the waiting season, or a lot of you guys are in a season where you're believing in God for some things. And I see so much opportunity in the fact that a lot of us are practicing the social distancing and a lot of people are at home teleworking and things of that nature. This is a time where you can actually practice the things that you're believing in God for. And one thing that's exciting for me right now is one thing that I'm believing in God for is for my husband to retire early and be working with me in the business full time. And so now with his job basically having him on telework, he's at home all day. So now it's time for us to figure out, oh, what is this going to look like when we're working together all day? We're in the same space all day. Well, we don't have those however many hours you work, 8 hours, you commute a few. So let's say we don't have that same 10 hours apart that we may have Monday through Friday with you going to work. Now we have to communicate with the business and things like that. Now's the time to practice that. What does that look like? How do we make sure that we're still maintaining a good marriage while working on the business? This is creating an opportunity here for us to practice that now as we're waiting for God to bless us with that being our reality. That's exciting to me. And what about you? If you're believing in God for you to be a full-time entrepreneur, and if you're teleworking or if you're at home, so if you're teleworking, you still got to work, right? But there, you have a lot more flexibility as it relates to your schedule. So what is life going to look like when you're a full-time entrepreneur? It's real easy to be like, oh, well, child, I'm about to sleep in because I ain't got to get up early and get dressed. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But no, create the schedule for the lifestyle that you want. Because when you leave your job and you become a full-time entrepreneur, nobody is clocking you anymore. Now you have to be accountable to yourself to do the things that you're supposed to do in your business and show up to complete tasks and complete them well in your business so that you can see the money coming in, so that you can see the results happening as far as the business is concerned. So use this time that you have to create that schedule. This episode is brought to you by Laurel Springs. For those of you guys who are parents, I know that you want to encourage your children to pursue their dreams and provide opportunities that gives them the best chance to succeed. I know me personally, once my son comes, I really want him to just become all that God has for him. And I want to make sure that I'm giving him all the tools to be all of the things that he wants to be. And sometimes that means optimizing their routine, making it more flexible, more dynamic, so that they have more time to focus on the things that they love. And that's why there's Laurel Springs. I personally love Laurel Springs because it is an online school that has the flexibility that fits the schedules of a lot of modern families today. They are an accredited online private school for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Laurel Springs recognizes that each child is a unique individual with their own personal interests, special talents, and unique learning styles. Their flexible learning program offers challenging and diverse elective courses. And Laurel Springs is accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges and Advanced ED, which means that their transcripts are recognized by colleges and universities worldwide. Register your child at laurelsprings.com/blessed today and receive a waived registration fee. That's laurelsprings.com/blessed for your waived registration fee. Again, that's laurelsprings.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. A lot of people want to be entrepreneurs so that they can spend more time with their children and their families. So with the kids being out of school and our spouses, a lot of them being home and things like that, now is the time to pay attention to your family. I've seen so many things where people are like, well, where am I supposed to send these kids because they're not in school, or how I don't want to deal with these kids all day or whatever. But no, this is a blessing. This is an opportunity to really check in with our kids, to spend quality time with our kids, to have these fun family moments. Like one thing that I told my husband we're going to do, and this is so silly, I was like, let's do one of these little TikTok challenges or whatever. And it's funny to us because BJ can't dance for nothing. Yeah, when I tell y'all, my baby ain't got no rhythm, none. And I got rhythm. I love to dance. If you ever see me just in real life, just having a good time, I'm probably going to be dancing. And so but it's an opportunity now that we're home together to just have some fun on a Tuesday, because with work, we don't really get that opportunity. But you know, if your desire is to be able to spend more time with your family, how can you do that? How can you maximize the time that you have right now? If you're saying that your job or whatever is taken away from you being able to spend quality time with God, now is the time to be able to do that. Like, oh, well, let me keep waking up at the same time I woke up to get ready for work. And now I can just apply that time to getting in my word, to sitting in my quiet time, to reading my Bible and things of that nature, and use this time to get even closer to God when it felt like you maybe were rushing or didn't have the time to do it before. What is it that you want to do? What is it that you're believing in God for, that you're waiting for? And how can you create a schedule or habits that fit that now? How can you maximize off of the opportunity that you have now with not spending so much time out in order to better yourself, in order to start the thing that you haven't started? Right? There's so much opportunity here, right? While we're trusting God for our protection, while we are making sure that we're being wise in the things that we're doing, and we're keeping up with all of the regulations that we have to keep ourselves safe, now it's time to really focus on the things that are fun, that are good, that are true, that are noble, and have a good time. One thing that I understand is important for me right now is rest. I've been telling you guys for a few episodes just how, like, being pregnant at this point, like I'm 30 weeks pregnant, got 10 weeks before my due date, like it's really getting real at this point, where rest is very important for me. I can't have that same mindset that I had before, or I can't be hustling and grinding and things. I have to rest for my body. I have to rest to prepare for this new season of my life that's coming up. And so for me now, staying home from the office allows me to do that. So if I want to take a nap at 11 o'clock in the morning, that's what I'm finna do. If I want to sleep in, that's what I'm going to do. If I want to get into bed early, then that's what I'm going to do, because right now I have to prioritize rest. So I'm going to use this time to do just that, right? So I don't have to be out ripping and running in the public now. I'm staying at home, doing what it is I got to do, kicking my feet up, watching new stuff on Netflix, and just being at peace, just resting, just getting excited about my blessing that's coming, getting excited about how it's not going to be just me and my husband anymore. We're going to create this little human that we get the pleasure to be able to raise. Like, it's time to just rest and get excited about that. And this season that's going on in the world, I'm just using that to capitalize off of what I'm called to do right now. So again, what is it that you're striving for? What season does God have you in? And how can you create a schedule, and how can you use this situation to create a schedule that allows you to practice that now? Another thing that's a huge priority to me is continued education. So a lot of you guys know I have a digital marketing certification. So I have my master's in business and a digital marketing certification. And so with most certifications, you have to do continuing education. And so because I've been so busy and running around and everything, I haven't been able to do a lot of the continuing education that I've wanted to do as far as marketing and digital marketing is concerned. So now I have even more time with being confined to the house. So now I get to go and take a lot of those classes and workshops and webinars to get the credits and the hours that I need to maintain my certification, but also get the knowledge that I get to now apply to all of the shows that we work with. So again, y'all, I can't stress the importance enough of utilizing this time to prepare for what it is that you're believing in God for. The third thing I want you to do during this time is to do a SWOT analysis on your business. SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. It's not really a super complicated process. You could literally take like a blank piece of paper, draw like a big plus sign in it. So you have like the four boxes, write S on the left, top left for strengths. Sorry. Write W on the upper right box for weaknesses. Write O on the bottom left for opportunities and T on the bottom right for threats. And take the time to really analyze your business to see what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, what opportunities are now created because of those weaknesses, and what threats are present that's going to prevent you, or that have the potential to prevent you from reaching the goals that you want to reach. When we're in the rat race of everyday life and just super busy and things like that, we get really used to maintaining. And as entrepreneurs, I believe that we get so caught up in the grind that we're not taking the time to really take a step back and evaluate and forecast and strategically plan for what it is that we say we want. And so now is an excellent time to do that. Really take an objective look at your business to figure out where the loopholes are, where the gaps are. Where are you leaving room for someone else to come and steal your clientele? Where are you missing the mark? How can you improve to better serve the people that you're serving in your business? So take some time to really do that. And this is something that you have to be objective with. If you're one of those people who are so emotionally invested in the business that you can't take a step back to be objective, then this is maybe something you can use that you could like seek your audience feedback on. And so again, this is also a good time to send out a survey, so that you can get feedback from your audience and you could take that and apply it to your business. Now is a good time to do a strategic plan for your business. And I have an interview that's going to come out soon about playing the long game. And a part of playing the long game versus the short game is you have to know how to strategically plan and forecast, right? So an example of that is one of our 5-year goals for Anchor Media is we want to get into TV and film. We're starting with podcasts, but we know on the horizon, 5+ years from now, we're going to do TV and film. So the opportunity came up. Well, one of the weaknesses we have as far as going into TV and film, we don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what that industry is all about. We just know that God has called us to it. And we know that's going to be something on the horizon 5 years from now. But we know that we don't know what's going on. We don't know how to write a script. We don't know what we're doing. But with that in mind and understanding that that's on the horizon for 5 years from now, then we can start educating ourselves now. So one of the things that we did, my husband and I, we went to a conference a couple of weeks ago that was all about TV and film. And we sat there like some students with our pen and our paper. People was networking. So they're like, oh, you guys are shooting a movie. We like, nah, we just here for some information. And it was interesting to kind of see the level of calmness that we had versus people who were in a season of desperation, right? Where they were like, the script is done. I need the funding. I need this. Like, it's just a different level of an increased hustle or increased sense of urgency for them, as opposed to us. Like, we ain't even touching this we ain't even applying this really until 5 years from now. So right now we just need to know how we can prepare. So as we're learning about funding and stuff, we're like, oh, bet. Well, now in the business over the next 5 years, let's just start putting money aside. So when we go to do our first movie or our first TV show, we have the funds to be able to do it. Because one of the things that I learned from that conference is whoever has the money has the leverage. And one leverage factor that we're going to have that a lot of people don't is ears and eyes from the podcast we develop. So that's one aspect of leverage. But if I'm going to somebody and also understanding that I'm a woman of God and I'm going to always do and do projects that are rooted in God, if I'm using somebody else's money all the time, they may take that away. Like it's a show that I liked called, I'm not even going to say what it's called, but it was a show that I liked and I watched the pilot and I could tell how spiritually influenced it was. But then from the pilot to episode 1, the official episode, it was very different. It went from being very rooted in God and the Holy Spirit to being very like spooky. And I was like, oh, he sold the show and he probably had to change it. in order for them to the network to buy the season. So I was able to discern that. But keeping that in mind for me and everything I'm learning about this industry, I'm like, well, no, we need leverage. I'm not going to let somebody tell me because they're funding this that I got to take that out. And that's something that God needs to have that in. So guess what? I need money. And guess what? Because I ain't doing this until 5 years from now, I can start putting away money now. So I'll have the money that I need to do what I'm trying to do when I'm trying to do it. And I know God is going to also provide us resources, but we're able to be strategic now. And I'm able to talk to people and say, hey, like one of the ladies I talked to, the lady who was hosting it, Tressa, who was on this show, was it last year? No, I wasn't married yet. So it had to be like 2018. She was on the show. And I was like, okay, what do the networks look for? And she told me the importance of like branding and things like that and how her having such a strong brand has really helped her navigate into these rooms. So I'm like, okay, bet, perfect. So now as I'm looking at what I'm doing now, it's always something on the back of my mind and something that we're implementing in small ways to continue to build the brand so that when 5 years from now, when I go into these places, I have more leverage. So again, this all comes from strategic planning, from forecasting, from thinking ahead. And you can't forecast and think ahead if you're just trying to maintain. And so this time period that we have right now gives us the opportunity to take a step back and analyze our business and make strategic decisions now that are going to lead up to what we're ultimately wanting to accomplish. So I hope you guys got that because that was actually really good. I didn't plan to go that deep into that topic, but I hope you guys really understand the importance of forecasting and doing those strategic plans for your business during this time. And then lastly, y'all, do something for yourself. Do something for yourself. Do a face mask or something. Lay in the tub and light some candles and play some Sade or whatever. Like, just do something for yourself. Take a second, lock yourself in your room, send the kids somewhere or whatever it is that you can do that's reasonable for you to do something for yourself. Because it's a time where you can also just really attend to you. Another thing about maintaining, not just with business, we get caught up in a rat race. We just get so committed to all the responsibilities that we have to do for other people. We neglect ourselves. So do some self-care during this time. Whatever self-care means to you, do that. I know for me, like I ain't been able to get my nails done, my feet done, my eyebrows done. Thank God I got my hair done, but goodness gracious, I've been feeling real rough around here. So I've been spending time with myself. Well, I can't even really reach my feet right now, but letting my husband rub my feet and file my toenails down so they look decent, but just try to find stuff to do for me. And so the same thing for you, like do some stuff for you during this time as well. Don't allow your inner hustler to now cause a time where you could be resting or you could be moving more strategically to be something that gets you stressed or gets you too exhausted, because that's not good either. So quick recaps, you guys, on things you can do to fix your thoughts and your actions on what is true. Number one, get off social media. Number two, create a schedule that fits what you're striving for. Number three, do a SWOT analysis on your business. And within that, do a strategic plan of action as well. And then the last thing is do something for you. So that wraps up, you guys, another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Don't forget to follow Blessed and Bossed Up on Instagram. Follow me, Tatum Tamie, on Instagram. Subscribe, rate the show. Check out all the links in the show notes for the things that I share in the beginning. And that's it. Stay safe. And I just continue to pray for you guys, for your families, for this nation. And I hope you guys join me in prayer as we do all of the things that we talked about on this show. That's it. I'll talk to y'all next week.